I think it's. It looks like it sounds good.
It looks like it sounds good is always. It doesn't sound good, but it looks like it sounds good.
You know, I at least want. Okay, I at least want a sound for this show when we switch, like the news. Dun, 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 dun.
Yeah.
Because ours is just always kind of like. I think it sounds. I hope it's working.
So you want like a little sting when we come into the show?
Look, I'm not a big industry professional like you, so I don't know what all the lingo is.
You know sting. A little musical.
The music guy?
Sting. You're a music guy. You know the word sting.
You think is that what you think we talk about?
Musical
how we
stings?
Play music?
You never craft a sting?
I craft a soubretto.
Yeah.
Operata.
Oh jeez.
A nocturne. I'll knock one of those out.
Now
for
I know
you.
you're a pianosman. Was that always your
penis,
instrument
they
of
call
choice?
Us.
Pianosman.
Penis.
You're a pianist.
No, penis. Yeah. The T is silent.
Oh, okay. And was that always your instrument of choice, Dick?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I used to beg my mom to force me to take lessons so I could complain about it when I grew up.
Is that what happened?
Yeah. I said, Mom, please, can you please make me take piano lessons so
well,
I can
ever,
sound like
did you
one
ever
of these
learn
basic
to enjoy the piano
and,
lessons?
I've only loved it.
So you genuinely liked the piano lessons?
Yeah, I started playing. I mean, they were fine, but then yeah. When I started playing with Sean after college, because we lived together, he played guitar, and yeah. I knew some piano stuff when I was a kid. I just played with him.
Yeah, and you picked it back up.
Played it. It was just this beautiful collision of friendship and boredom and enabling alcoholism.
That's beautiful.
Like, you can drink. If you're playing music, your mom, your girlfriend, whatever, will let you drink as much as you want. Guitar? No.
Right.
Piano? Shit, I don't want to play Wonderwall
again. You don't want a sloppy
again.
Guitarist, but mm-mm. A sloppy pianosman.
Actually, maybe.
Sometimes.
I don't know. You
don't
tell
think
me.
So. I think you need dexterity to keep hitting those strings. Keys, you can get all sloppy and crazy, right?
What are you,
I don't know anything about nothing. I don't know any music, anything.
All right, are we ready to go?
I guess so. God.
I didn't even have a chance to. I forgot what your problems were.
Is that. Oh, what? For this week?
For last week. I forgot what everything is.
Well, you know
the energy
now.
Is high at 3.
Yeah.
The preparation is lower.
Me and Dick have very good energy right now.
The best.
And we're all scatterbrained and we have no idea what we're doing. It's going to be great.
Nobody else does.
No one does.
Nobody else does. And they're young and they want to fix it.
That's the moral of the story.
That's America.
There you go.
The only show that ranks every problem in the universe, from beta males to insult fails.
Ooh!
I'm your host, Sick Masters, and joining me as always, Vito Giswaldi.
Yeah, buddy!
And here's where it would fade out.
Here's where the music would fade out.
At 142, but
right
I fucked
here.
It up again.
Slowly fading.
If you use your imagination, and then it was gone.
There we go. We still have not fixed the show's intro theme because we're a mess.
You know what I did fix, though?
What?
You remember how I nailed you with two extra I suck cocks?
Yes, you did.
So I've gone ahead and built a protocol in just since the human
the
element failed. So now I've see if you can tell what this is.
Cock.
Oh.
That's
so
one.
That's, yeah.
That's back in the bank, okay?
Cock.
And that's two.
I'm gonna have to memorize that.
No more take backs.
Yeah.
So now if I hit you with one of these.
I suck cocks.
Simple procedure.
There's
reverse.
All right. Good. Yeah, you hit me with two. We got two fake ones. People were trying to
no
sneak
more.
Some in there. And there
you
was
don't
some
have to
bullshit.
Keep track and waste your mind grapes on
yeah.
counting up and those sorts of things.
Someone in the audience should be keeping track of how many genuine fails I've had over the course of the show. I'd like to know.
What do you mean? Genuine fails?
Genuine
of,
fails
the
of speech. Yes.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
How
yeah.
many times I've let loose with the toxic phrase?
We got to find another phrase to really fuck with you.
We
so.
Need multiple phrases with multiple penalties. I need one for you. but I'll have to figure it out.
Nah. I police myself too heavily.
As soon as
I start repeating something too much, I can never
But
use
already the audience, I see there was a debate on Reddit. They're like, I feel like Vito has been saying to be clear instead of to be...
Yeah, you have.
No, I don't think I am. Am I? I've replaced it with that.
Well, all Democrats started doing that because Biden is doing it and they think it's like tough.
Does Biden say to be clear?
Like every tweet. He says is... Let's be clear.
Let's be clear here.
Let's be clear.
Folks.
Like, just say what you're going to say, man.
Folks, no. He wants to clarify. He's a man of clarity.
Let's be clear.
He's not trying to obfuscate the situation.
Okay. Oh, bonus episode.
Yes. The Biggest Problems in Star Wars is now available at patreon.com/biggestproblem. Dick is smiling. Dick liked a little teaser I put together for the episode where Dick describes the Asian characters of the Star Wars universe.
You took me out of context.
Did I take you out of context? When you saw Lando's little buddy with the flags.
Yeah, you took me out of context.
Look at that little Chinese guy.
I didn't say it like that. But it was taken out of context.
Right.
I didn't mean anything by it.
Yeah. It is funny that I'm like, I don't know if all our bonus clips should be us being racist, but they are hilarious for some reason.
Now.
Us. yeah. I mean, I look through the video. I'm like, what is the part where we laugh the hardest? And that was one of them.
It's going to be racist. Every time it's going to be racist stuff because we're not allowed to say it.
We're not allowed to say it. I was thinking
it's
about
such
it
a
genuinely. Genuinely racist humor is so much funnier than any other kind of humor because it's still taboo now, if not more taboo.
As Chappelle Show, there's saying the N-word so much that I was like, at the end of the show, I was laughing. I was like Roger Rabbit with the weasels dying. I'm grabbing my, no. I was dying because they're saying the N-word so much. Like, get back in here.
You went to see Chappelle, and then tonight you're seeing, what's his name, Robinson?
Tim Robinson,
Tim Robinson.
You know what's crazy? No, never mind. Okay, biggest problem.
A lot of great comedy out there. But yeah, check out the bonus problem. Biggest problem in the Star Wars. And again, patreon.com/biggestproblem.
Yeah.
Even if you are already a patron, I recommend watching the
be a patron
highlight.
Twice.
Yeah. Oh, well, we also have new Patreon tiers. Some people have signed up to join the Veto File Plus and Dickhead Plus Club. It's fun. There's been a little war in the Discord where some regular members are like, fuck these plus lords. Lording over
fuck
us.
Them.
No, I only respect the plus kids now.
Do they have the same color?
They
in Discord?
No. It's still red and blue. So all dickheads are red and all Veto files are blue.
But the plus guys get a little bit better of a red?
Yeah, they get a slightly different red, a slightly different blue, so they stand out.
Okay,
and this also reminds me that I forgot to make the graphic for the show that rewards these people.
Oh, remember I told you?
The one
do you remember
bonus.
I told
I'm
you?
Gonna,
that
it, I, but I would have done it. I like 100% was ready to do it. And then you moved the show and it fucked up everything for
you
me.
Had to, you, oh, and your busy schedule, you had to do it today for all those people that pledged. I fucking told you that. Don't do things that you can't follow through on.
No, I can do it. I'm going to do it, and at the end of every show, the plus heads will be recognized.
Okay, are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
The Emperor's New Burn.
Oh, that was a good one.
That was a good one. So annoying.
It really does. That is something that has bothered me, especially with the internet culture and everything. Just, oh my God, can you believe how savage that? It's like, no, it didn't. It wasn't savage.
And then it's just
so lame.
It's like if they hate you, it's even more funnier. If they got more people,
yeah.
And the ratio, it's embodied
it's the
by
ratio culture.
Ratio,
as well.
Like I don't care.
Whatever I always
you know, Jesus
point
was
out.
Ratio.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
All a ratio establishes is that a lot
and
of
so was John Money
having great.
Your hero.
That's like saying the Transformers movies are the best movies of all time because they made so much money. It's like there's a lot of dumb people in the world.
All of them.
Yeah.
All of them.
The tyranny of the masses does not prove that your burn was successful
good.
Or good.
Then the socio-sexual hierarchy. I bet you lost points because you named it like that.
I should have called it beta male bullshit.
Yeah.
BMB.
Getting rid of Greece then. Yeah. And then fake 2D animation. I was surprised that was so low.
Yeah, I guess people always say Vito has too many nerd problems, but I think this problem affects us all, folks.
Yeah, I was going to say I think that everybody grew up
Yeah.
And they have like kids and a mortgage and stuff, and
they don't care about children's cartoons. They do care about what to do with their grease and how hard that is.
Well, clearly.
It's very much an adult problem. Or a burns on the internet. Who's getting burned on the internet is an important adult problem.
That is, because you can imagine how much pleasure women are, unfunny people are getting out of it. Cheese says, Vito might be the first person on Earth to see those Sigma male grind set memes featuring Patrick Bateman and Walter White and take them seriously.
I think people keep making this argument to me. I think they're gaslighting me. Or they're like, nobody really believes this alpha male beta. Bullshit.
Yes,
I know guys who absolutely subscribe to this 100%. And they go, that's beta behavior. You're acting like a beta. Blah, blah, blah. Yeah. This is actually
tons of them do.
Going on.
Why is it funny if a lot of people don't do it?
Yeah.
It's only funny because the people taking it seriously exist.
It's ridiculous.
It's like saying a knock-knock joke with just the punchline. Weren't you glad I didn't say banana? Why is it funny? Well, because you forgot the foundation
of
the fucking joke.
It's definitely out there.
Marco says, just keep your pickle jar of spaghetti sauce after using. Use those to dump oil and grease.
Oh, yeah. Just keep all your spaghetti jars around for the rare grease occasion.
Fucking what?
Just be a horrific hoarder.
Fucking Italian a Buca di Beppo's over here that I'm running? Keep your spaghetti jars and your pickle sauce jars?
That is literally something somebody would say on an episode of Hoarders. Like, can we get rid of these, 500 spaghetti sauce jars? What if I have grease I need to dispose of? You can't throw those out. Oh, this is hoarding behavior.
How many pickles are you eating?
Yeah, save your pickle jars.
What is that?
I have more grease than I have pickle jars in my life. I haven't had a pickle jar in a fucking... I can't remember the last time I bought pickles. Jesus.
Because it gets below where you can grab them with your hands, and then that jar is basically in there for eternity.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I'm not going to get a fork to get it out. Roe Radinator. I had a real problem with grease too until I realized I can just put it in literally anything and throw it in the trash. Although while I was renting, I just dumped it down the sink because fuck Jannies. It ain't my fucking problem.
Fuck sink Jannies.
Benjamin Cohen says, this was the worst four problems I've ever seen.
Oh, fuck you.
On both versions of the
Every
show.
Every episode has terrible problems. Fuck you.
May all of the problems be downvoted into oblivion. Complain funnier next week.
Oh, I hate that.
He overdid it with the last... Every one of those sentences could have been stopped. Yeah, the pithy thing only works if that's the only thing it is.
Every episode we do is great. And what you don't understand is even the stupidest of problems can have hilarious banter.
And furthermore, you don't end it with the slogan. You just drop the slogan at the beginning and walk away. Mm. You don't explain yourself... The Constitution is, the Declaration of Independence is not like a bunch of words and then signed we the people gigantically. It's right at the top. You don't have to read the rest.
This man is ungrateful and it makes me upset.
Let's see what else. Benjamin Swearingen says, one thing I really liked about Star Wars is its contributions to the video game industry in the 90s and 2000s through LucasArts.
I loved all the Star Wars video games that were coming out back then.
Yeah, TIE Fighter.
X-Men vs. TIE Fighter, Dark Forces, the first
X-Men
person one.
TIE Fighter?
X-Wing, sorry.
Oh,
X-Wing.
That's a game.
I always fuck that up. Did you ever play Rebel Forces? I don't know. They had some
Dark
cool
Forces.
Ones. Well, Dark Forces was the first person shooter, right?
Yeah.
I always wanted to play Yoda Stories, that had like a top-down Yoda RPG. All those games look great. Super Star Wars on the Super Nintendo.
So it's over, though.
Well, yeah, Disney came through and basically Lucasfilm Games, which was like a whole division, they're just like, nope, cut off all the games they had in production. They had like a full Boba Fett game they were working on that was like halfway done. They're like, nope, and then just gave it all to Electronic Arts. And Electronic Arts completely fucked it up, and they just made Star Wars Battlefront with like all sorts of DLC. They're like, if you want to play as Darth Vader, it's only additional $14.99 in bonus packs. And if you open 15 bonus packs, you get a gold Vader statuette. And you're like, oh god, just let me play as Darth Vader in the Star Wars game. How do you make a Star Wars game and I have to pay you money to play as Luke Skywalker and Darth Vader? That should come with the fucking game.
That should be the entire game.
Yeah. It's a tragedy.
There's a VR game with Vader that I wanted to try, but then I didn't, and I'll probably die. I meant to try out that Vader game.
Do you have VR? Do you have a VR headset or anything?
Yeah, I've also been meaning to look at some pornography with it.
I wanted to play the Star Trek Bridge Simulator in VR.
Oh, the bridge
you're on
you walk
the bridge
on?
Of the Enterprise.
Oh God!
You're the captain, and you command. whatever. Fuck you.
You try to lure children into
You don't try to lure. What the fuck?
Into this captain's log?
No. No, you,
no?
You, what tell, do you, do? You tell your robot Mr. Data. And your blind friend, and you go, you know,
Mr. Data,
steady on.
Go that way.
Look away while I...
Riker?
Yeah.
Watch it.
Yeah, Riker.
I'm
you know,
to your
activate
ass.
Phasers and, you know, go to warp 9.
Damn it, you got to start lifting some weights. That okay. shit's not going to cut right. it in 2010.
You're destroying my Star Trek fantasy.
What are you pretending to do? So I want to be the cat. I want to
be
the cat.
Yeah, I want to be like Picard and go on the
holodeck. Hey, fucking Geordi, you got enough power down there? All right.
Yeah, an engineer.
Anything I could do? Poking around like Lumberg?
I want to go on the Enterprise. We should do biggest problems in Star Trek, maybe.
Do you just want me to buy that game so you could play it?
I think you should buy things for me to play with. And let me play with your expensive VR headset.
Okay, here's my problem.
Wait, are we doing problems already?
Well, what? Do you want to bullshit more?
Well, I have this package.
No, I'll do that at the end. Okay, you gotta do packages at the end. Because sometimes they're full of exploding barbecue sauce.
Okay, let me read one thing real quick. Is because I want to bring in problems from the people in the Discord. It's a new segment that I do to reward Discord participation. Motherfucker. What did you just press? What button? Conical says my biggest problem in the universe is heterosexuality.
Okay.
If men had the choice, we would all be gay. The only reason we're with women is because we want to fuck them. It's very true, Conical.
Well, you have
completely
the
ruined my bit.
What do you mean I ruined it?
You have the choice. Yeah, no, I think that's a good problem. Because, like, we all agree that we'd much rather just spend all our time with guys. It's just guys are disgusting, and you'd rather have sex with women.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought Manboob-sama, this is a problem I actually have. This was a good one. Food delivery drivers who don't know how doors work. At least one out of every 5 orders I receive, this dumb motherfucker puts the food literally in front of my outward swinging front door, forcing me to either knock over my food or walk around the outside of my house from the back door to go get it. Just put it off to the side, you shitwit.
Yeah.
Have you had that? Your door opens inward, right?
See, this is my problem with your bit.
What?
I would just steal these problems and
use
then
them.
Do them.
Yeah, but I don't want to do like a whole...
Now you're doing a mini version of the show in front of the show.
Yeah.
Do you see how...
Well, my thought was that I would pick problems that are so minute that I don't think they would make it as bigger problems.
I think you're misunderstanding... You're misunderstanding something.
I just want it. All right. Maybe you're right.
I stole getting rid of the grease from Justin Gomez in the chat.
I guess
I didn't even credit them. I just steal it.
Yeah, you just take it straight up.
I don't even tell them privately.
Okay. Well, regardless, maybe we'll have a discussion on if this bit is a good idea or not.
No.
But no, we won't have a discussion.
I mean, I don't need to discuss it.
I agree with this problem. It's a good problem from our listeners.
Knocking your food over?
Yeah, that happens to me. They put the drink right in front of the door. My door swings outward, and then I open it, and I spill the drink everywhere.
And you know what I think?
What?
I think... If only that person had been aborted, none of this would be happening to me right now.
Oh, is that what you think?
That's my problem this week, is no right to bodily integrity.
Ah!
I don't know what to call it, though. No body integrity. There's a big...
Let me kill babies.
Look... All of this shit, this body integrity.
Yeah.
That the government doesn't recognize for whatever reason. Okay?
Right.
Circumcisions, rape, drug prohibition, prostitution, suicide.
Yeah.
Pregnancy, piercing little kids' ears.
Sure.
Getting a punch in your forced vaccines. You remember that?
Yeah.
That happened so long ago. Remember all that, Vito?
We didn't force anyone to get a vaccine. We just heavily incentivized it for certain places. But I understand what you're saying.
That's kind of a violation of my bodily integrity.
Okay.
Violations of bodily integrity, I'll call it.
Okay.
And that there's no legal protection for that class of things.
Yeah.
And that there needs to be. And there's never going to be.
You want there to be protection on you have the right to do what you want to your own body.
My body.
Or not do to your own body.
It's my body. I'm not injecting it with any life-saving chemicals.
Yeah. You should have the right to inject heroin, but not a vaccine.
Yes. Exactly.
there's any kind of thing in me, get this fucking thing out.
Or you should be able to put a vaccine and no heroin if you want. It's your body.
Yeah. Yeah. On the way, straight on the way to the abortion clinic, you should be able to be high on heroin.
Yeah.
Does that not... Straight on the way, and then you're going to hit the suicide clinic because of how sad you are about what you did.
That's your choice.
Your choice.
Feels like a waste to get the abortion and then immediately go to the suicide clinic. Feels like you could kill two birds with one stone.
That's not their rates, though. Yeah. They charge you for one. The abortion is free, but then the suicide thing would charge you for two.
They charge you double, so you might as well knock out the free one. Sure.
Child gender reassignment surgery.
Yeah.
So all of this shit is the same. Torture, sterilization.
Well, hold on.
Are you
arguing that a child should be able to sex reassign their body?
I'm saying you should not be able to.
But you're saying once they're of age, they can do it.
Do whatever you want.
Yeah.
Do whatever you want. When you're 35, do whatever. Yeah. Do whatever you want.
Cut off your legs if you want.
If you're still on your parents' medical insurance, then you're a child.
Sure.
As soon as you're not on that, do whatever you want. You really want to open this thing, don't you?
It's fun to play with things. I'm sorry. I keep playing with this package.
Open it up. What is it?
What do you call it? Justin from Screenwave Media.
Okay.
Sent us a package.
Oh, it's a Maddox book.
It's a Maddox book, but he said to read the inscription for some reason.
Okay.
I don't... Let me see.
A plus.
Did Maddox draw this?
No way.
I don't
know.
So there's a picture of a dick.
All right.
Okay. Now
it's out of your system.
Now I don't have to open it anymore. I mean, when you have a package, you know, you want to open it.
I've been sitting on that for like 4 weeks.
Yeah, I don't know why he sent it to me exactly. Anyway, sorry to interrupt your problem. Oh, wait, he also drew a picture of us. There it is.
One. Thank you, Justin.
There it is. Thank you, Justin. That's nice.
Yeah.
Here you go. Hi, Dick and Vito. I'm not sure if you're still friends, but I included two gifts, and he gave me crayons. Thank you, Justin.
Thank you very much.
Sorry I'm playing with the thing. I fidget. Okay?
Why?
I'm a fidgeter.
Why?
I don't know, because I have all this fucking
energy.
This
makes you uncomfortable, this topic.
No, because, maybe.
Why does it? Well, because it's all the things mixed together and you don't know how to be safe about it, right?
How to be safe about
it. You know how to pick the safe angle about fake pretending to care about any of these fucking things.
No, I genuinely believe in bodily autonomy. I do.
Yeah?
Yeah.
But what?
But nothing.
But the vaccine one.
Well, the vaccine one is a little different because it's not telling you you have to do anything. It's just if you want to come into my... I could have... I don't know. Could you have a bar that says, no guys with tattoos can come in my bar?
Of course.
Can you?
Do you want that to exist?
Yeah, I do want that.
You can say no bars with tattoos.
No tattoos.
Get out of here. You have to say you're Jewish.
They do that in, Japan, you know.
Yeah.
You have a tattoo anywhere.
Japan's perfect.
Yeah, well, but that's what I'm saying is, you still have the right to... I mean, but that's personal. It's not the government... Okay, aside from the vaccine thing, because we're just going to end up down a fucking rabbit hole.
Why is it aside from... So you're fine with abortion.
Yes.
But not vaccines.
No, it's just... I'm saying the vaccine is still optional. You don't... Nobody... there's never been a forced vaccine.
So it's pregnancy. Just don't get pregnant.
No, that's not the same.
Why isn't that the same?
Because... No.
How are they different?
Because getting pregnant is not... The same as that's a pre-existing condition, basically.
Well, you guys, okay.
The pregnancy is the disease.
Okay.
So that's like if you had COVID and then you're making this way complicated.
No, I'm not. I'm saying I get to do whatever I want with my body.
You can do whatever. Yeah, absolutely. You can do whatever you want with your body.
No one can fuck with my body. No one can punch me in the face.
Yeah.
Cut the tip of my penis off. Cut any amount of my penis off.
What about mandatory vaccinations for public schools?
No,
you're saying
no. Fuck no.
What if your kid's gonna get everybody else's kid? Like the fucking what about the measles? Remember the measles and shit?
Everybody's got a vaccine for that.
Yeah, but what if the vaccine was optional and people didn't take it because they're fucking, you know?
What if you had to
psychos.
Just kill one guy and all crime went away? Is that
I'd kill the guy? Absolutely. I'm all trolley. Every time I see that trolley problem, I'm like, this is the easiest thing in the world. You kill the most number of people every
it's
time.
It's called abortion. Yeah. Killing the one guy so crime goes away.
Exactly. Yikes.
It's not the same.
Yeah.
Or it is the same. Whatever one you were not.
Regardless,
you were saying
you just pulled the trolley switch and you killed the most people, and you're right every time.
vaccines. Suicide you're for, obviously.
Suicide, yeah, absolutely. I don't understand why we don't make it easier.
me too.
Like, it should very clearly be like, oh, you want to kill yourself? Not only can you do it, we're going to make it fun, you know?
Yeah, that's always what gun people say. Like, well, there shouldn't be guns because people kill themselves. Well, they're like, well, what do you want to, you want them to use a rope? Like,
yeah,
what is
don't you want it to be as easy and quick and efficient?
Oh, you want them to get over it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So if anything, sure a gun is less efficient, there should be, like, suicide booths that swiftly take the head off in one fell swoop.
Yeah.
You know? Make it into a spectacle. And yeah. Broadcast it.
Okay, so you're for everything torture you for.
Wait, I'm against torture.
Which one are you for or against? Let me just go
I'm
down
against
these.
Torture.
Okay, circumcisions, for or against?
Against.
Against, okay. Rape?
I'm against rape.
Drug prohibition?
I'm not for drug prohibition.
Okay, prostitution?
No. I am for prostitution.
You're against banning it?
I'm against banning.
Against banning prostitution. Pregnancy?
Should it be legal to be pregnant? Yes.
Should it be legal to be pregnant?
Yes, I think so.
Suicide, you for that one. Yeah. Did. Piercing little kids' ears? Illegal.
It's a good question. You're right. I mean...
Because they you train them to be little whores with their ears pierced, and that's how you get the pregnancy in the first place.
Okay, but that's reaching a level of, like, having them wear clothes is a violation of bodily consent.
No.
It's like, an ear piercing is not, you know, like an irreversible procedure of some sort.
Getting a punch in the face?
Am I...
Are you for or against that?
In what context? Any context?
Forced vaccinations, you're for that. So that
no,
one's
I'm
different,
not for
right?
Forced vaccinations. I'm okay
coerced
with having...
vaccinations.
Yes, coerced vaccinations.
By the government.
By the government.
Okay. Torture, same thing as forced vaccinations.
So not the same thing.
Child gender reassignment surgery?
I'm very against child gender
you're very against
reassignment
it.
Surgery, yes.
Okay. What if it's like... You know, like mom says, I'm not going to love you anymore unless you claim to want this.
So that's like the government coercing them? Is that what you're making
not
the
as
argument?
Bad, but
not
yeah.
as bad?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anti that? Under no circumstances.
The government is not emotionally manipulating you. Okay.
What do you mean? How do we get into so many wars then if the government's not emotionally right. manipulating people?
Maybe they are emotionally manipulating people.
Look, It's the
bodily autonomy.
Bodily autonomy, integrity is the basic right that all the other rights come from.
Yeah.
This should not be confusing.
Should not
none
be infringed upon.
None of it should be infringed upon.
Well,
all the other rights is shit that you own. Stuff that you say. Your person has got to be sacrosanct basically.
So you're
kind of
you're worried about them taking away the right to abortion, is that
what
you're saying?
I'm always worried about is that it's an emotional hodgepodge of which bodily autonomy rights that we have.
Yeah.
And they fluctuate based on which candidate is in charge and what slogans can get morons to vote for them. Like drugs is very basic bodily autonomy. And for some reason, half the country is confused about this. Same side with abortion on the other side. Like, this is not confusing, guys.
Right. But you did vote for this.
Literally, I did.
You literally voted for this. I'm glad we didn't have to pull your arm on that one. I'm glad you just immediately.
I knew he was going to do it too. Sorry. You guys shouldn't have fucked around so much.
That's always been the thing. It's very true. We shouldn't have fucked around so much.
Yeah.
The left was a horrible, terrible. Both sides are terrible. That's all I can say.
Yeah.
At this point, you're picking from two different poisons. Yeah. But at least at this point, everybody can stop going, oh, you just hated his mean tweets.
Oh, yeah. Now you got something.
Now I got something to go, no, it was specifically this that I knew it was leading towards the whole fucking time. We always knew, oh, he's just appointing a bunch of conservative, pro-life, Christian fucking dudes to the Supreme Court. Nothing bad's going to happen. Nothing's going to change. There
we
it
get
is.
Our guns back?
There
no.
it fucking is, okay? So I never want to hear another one of these, like, you just didn't like his mean tweet. No, it was this. This was what it was leading towards.
So now we got no drugs and no abortion.
No drugs, no abortion.
I just don't get, do all the pro-life people, like, they get, I think they just hang around their friends and family. Because if you hang around anybody else, you there's no way you could be. It's indefensible.
You would want abortions
for everyone.
Yeah.
Spend 10 minutes in traffic. Oh, this is preposterous.
Anyway. I mean, it's also just, I don't know, abortion's a complicated topic, obviously.
Not really.
I don't know. Yeah.
I don't care where you send them. Iraq, hell, limbo, just keep them away from me. Your kids.
I don't know.
Take care, whatever.
I think a thing that has existed.
I don't want to pay for it.
Yeah.
So whatever you got to do.
I think a cell merges with an egg, and for 2 months it mutates into a little blob of goo. I don't know. I'm not losing sleep when you scramble its brains and vacuum it out.
Why not? You should be.
Why?
Because it's horrible.
When like a 2-year-old dies, I go like, hey, you know. At least he was only two.
It's not my 2-year-old. Yeah. Fuck him. Who cares?
He didn't have that much going on. Whenever somebody loses like a little kid, I go, oh, well, thank God he was so young, you can just make another one.
Yeah.
You know, it's only when you get a couple years on him that you go, well, now it's a tragedy. He was like 6.
Well, because that's like, I sunk a lot of money into that.
Yeah, sunk cost fallacy. Or
kids' clothes are cheap.
It's not even a fallacy. It just is the sunk cost at that point.
A kid, it's 15-year-old.
Hopefully, then you have to make another kid and you hope it's the same gender so you can reuse the clothes and everything.
Because at least there's still like Paw Patrol still around. Stuff like that.
And you get all the clothes like embroidered with, you know, they all have dead kid's name on them. So you got to name the new kid the same name as the dead kid. Like he's replaced.
That probably makes it easier. But when you got a 16-year-old that dies, like I put a lot of fucking money in that.
See, that's the worst.
Fucking kid.
Because you go, oh man, all this time you put into that thing.
I got to start over.
It's like buying a car is like a project, right? You know, and if you give up after like a week, it's like yeah, that thing was never going to run. But if you put all this money and time into restoring this vintage car, and you can never get the engine to run, or it just dies all of a sudden, drive it off a cliff.
Yeah,
it's a way bigger waste.
Like you make a bunch of food anyway. Everyone gets it. That's my problem.
All right. Well, Dick voted for it, and
why does it make you so uncomfortable?
I don't think I'm uncomfortable.
Oh, okay. Because the vaccine thing?
I just think it's the same. I think the vaccine, it's not the same.
My body's my choice. Is it not?
It is still your choice.
Well.
And the government
has
the choice. If you want to fly, there's other.
I want to go to school.
There's restrictions on flying, too. There are social contracts that exist. To get on a plane, you can't bring your gun, even though that's.
But that's not bodily autonomy. That's a possession that I have.
What if your hand was a gun?
Have gun hands?
Yeah, gun hands. There's probably one guy who's got to deal with the fact that he, took his gun to his hand? That he sharpened his hand into a knife and now he can't ride on planes. And you go, well, it is your body, but, you know, why'd you make a knife hand for yourself?
I don't have to inject it into me, though.
It's a complicated world we live in, Dick.
I don't think that it is. It's a complicated
world. Well, speaking of bodily autonomy, nope, I can't make that transition work. I was trying to segue. Dick, you know what really grinds my gears?
What's that?
You go to the store to purchase an item. This is the most simple transaction. Commerce. It's the lifeblood of this country.
Okay.
Exchanging money for goods and services. But all of a sudden, there's an intrusion upon this sacred contract between customer and shopkeep.
Okay.
Typically goes, would you like to donate $4 to the children of the Myanmar crisis? My problem, Dick, is the cash register donation grift.
Okay.
Leave me alone. I don't want to help anyone. I don't like the insinuation that I should maybe help anyone.
Unless it's
abortion funds? No. When did the worlds of commerce and donation should have never mixed? I find this.
Aren't those all fake?
All the funds and stuff?
Yeah, they're not going to actual kids,
well,
are they?
Well, that's one of the major problems, is that a lot of the times, this is a terrible time to ask for a donation.
Well,
because
they're probably suffering even more then.
If you're going to donate money to a cause, there's always multiple causes supporting a certain issue.
Yeah.
You know, you don't have the time at the cash register to research, is this a good organization? How is the money distributed? Is it just a scam to feed the guys at the top? But they still weigh on you with this moral imperative of, are you going to donate or not? Are you a piece of shit or not? And you can't explain to them, well, you know, I like to only donate to causes that I have researched and understand in full.
I mean, it's $2. There's like, how much research do you need?
Because it's $2 every fucking time. Dollar every time. Do you want to round up the change? No, just leave me alone. I honestly, I get upset now when they ask. Because I, like, there should be a way to opt out of this.
You say, I got no cash.
No. Like, I don't even want to. I want, like, a sign. I want, like, some sort of, like, I want my credit card to, like, emit, like, a signal where if I just, like, put it near the register, it shuts those down. Yeah, it says, no.
Wear a t-shirt that says, I don't give to charities, don't ask.
I feel like they would still ask.
They think it's ironic.
And then I'd point at the shirt and I'd go, if you ever, it just infuriates me for some reason.
Yeah.
Well, they've studied it. Here's why it infuriates people, Dick.
Okay.
Because customers perceive point of sale solicitations as a violation of their social contract with the retailer. When I go to do something, we have a social contract, which is
reciprocated.
Yes. Where we're both equally contributing and benefiting from the exchange.
Oh, I see.
So have you ever gone to a cash register and paid for your good and go, hey, by the way, would you like to donate a dollar to charity?
To my charity.
You as the customer, yes.
I'm going to start doing that.
I'm going to start doing that. When they ask me, would you like to donate a dollar to this? I'm going to go, no. Do you want to donate a dollar to this? I'm going to hold out a little can. And if they say no, I'm going to go, well, okay.
Could have helped a lot.
Could have helped some kids or something.
This dog is about to get put down in less than 24 hours unless I raise $300.
It puts the retailer in a position of power over you, the customer. Now, typically, you and the retailer are supposed to be on even ground.
Yeah.
You have the money to pay for the item. They have the item to give you. So why are they the ones who now get to ask for more? To ask for more from you.
Yeah.
And as if it's for a good cause, so they get to feel like, so you just came in here to buy shit like a fucking piece of shit.
Right.
I'm here trying to help the world, the retailer.
Yeah.
And you're like, what did you do today? Why don't you give me some money?
Yeah.
And this whole fucking power dynamic, it's disgusting.
I agree.
I don't like it. Now the guys
it's never really bothered me, though.
It bothers me intensely.
Like,
no.
People probably like it. A lot of people probably see that and go like, oh, that's great that they're doing something.
They should. The guys outside, fine. Because them.
No, they annoy me.
They annoy me, but at least they're detached from my shopping experience. I can ignore them. Now, if they try to talk to me, I become upset.
Yes.
Especially when it's an organization like Dare. You ever get the Dare guys?
I didn't know they were still around.
They are, but they like changed that they claim that they've changed what they're about.
What are they about now?
I don't know, but whenever they ask me for money, I go, didn't you guys like teach kids to narc on their parents?
They taught us about drugs.
Yeah, and they go,
and
we don't do that
amazing
anymore.
They are that you could throw your whole life away for them. I'm like, wow, I got to get into some of these drugs.
Well, that was great was they looked up how effective the DARE program was, and it just wasn't effective at all. And if anything, probably steered kids towards drugs by talking about, it makes you like feel all crazy, man. And then you're like out. When you were a kid and Dare told you about what it was like to be drunk, I remember my whole time was like, I gotta try it.
Oh yeah.
Cause they're like, put on these goggles. This is what it looks like when you're drunk. And I remember thinking they were fucking with me. And I'm like, there's no way that there's a magic potion I can drink that makes the world turn all sloppy and crazy.
Yeah.
And so when I'm an adult, I'm going to drink heavily to find out if they were right. Yeah, because
I thought that I would evolve like a Pokemon into an adult.
Yeah.
And at that point, drugs and alcohol would just be like the best thing to do.
Yeah.
But it turned out I could have done them right away.
You could have been doing them as a kid. It could have been great.
So many wasted years of not having a hangover.
That's the problem, is not only are they asking me for money, but these charities are all shit.
How much do they make?
I think it's said that like 18% of people do actually donate at the point of sale.
What the fuck is wrong with people?
I don't know. I've never done it.
No, I haven't either.
If you want to donate to charity, just
donate to us.
Yeah, donate to donate. We honestly like donate to causes that are truly intimate to you, not this throwaway gesture on behalf of Walgreens. Oh, do you want to help Walgreens?
How much money
save?
Have we wasted barely keeping people alive?
Billions. Like trillions.
Hunger. Problem solves itself.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it's going to be a rough couple of months, but then no more hunger.
Yeah.
You know? How much money has been wasted on cancer research? It's still.
Just stop researching
non-stop.
It.
Oh, yeah. We gotta solve cancer. We gotta solve cancer.
Well, the worst ones are always the awareness charities. Like, you know how the breast cancer awareness charity? It's like, how much of that money goes to solving cancer? Oh, we don't.
Like 3%.
Yeah, they're like, we don't really solve cancer. We more make people aware of cancer. And you're like, I think people know breast cancer exists at this point. That whole Susan G. Komen, whatever, for the cure, the pink ribbons.
Yeah,
you know, that's the worst charity of them all.
Yeah.
Because the phrase for the cure is so generic, right?
Yeah.
So, like, all these, like,
the cure is not enough money. That's what they're trying to cure.
No. They've trademarked the phrase for the cure.
Oh.
So if you are like trying to have a fundraiser for any kind of charity, you're like, we're going to have a fun run for the cure. You get a call from the Susan G. Komen Foundation that goes, you legally cannot call your fun run a fun run for the cure. We own that. You can't have a pink ribbon. We own pink I think they own ribbons in a certain, like, orientation or whatever. They own all pink fucking ribbons. All these things are for-profit scams.
Yeah.
And you do not have enough time of the charities that are good and real, okay? You do not have enough time at the point of sale at the Burger King or whatever to figure out which ones you should actually be investing in. So you end up donating your money to bullshit if you get roped into these scams. And they got rid of the fun ones, like at Taco Bell, when you could win, like, a taco for donating a quarter. They don't even have that shit anymore. So there's no benefit whatsoever.
Because it was gambling?
Yeah, remember that?
Yeah.
You drop the quarter in, and you're like,
oh, yeah!
And if you knew what to do, you spin it around.
Oh,
I was the champion of that shit. I would win a taco every time.
How come the breast cancer awareness doesn't have an OnlyFans? Why is it... Why is charity just so obnoxious? Every single chair, the fuck cancer people that are all like, oh, my wife died of cancer. Fuck cancer.
Like, dude.
Fuck you. God, you're ruining the F word.
Yeah.
With your cringe charities, cringe cancer charities.
Oh yeah, my fucking dad was the toughest guy, and then he got, and then
getting better. Like yeah. We all know.
He lost
a battle. We know. Oh fuck! And then what happened? Then he made a recovery. Oh,
he lost his battle with cancer. Fuck cancer!
Jesus Christ!
Yeah, the
Colgate cavity creeps are here.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
And then I got to hear about is how the Ronald McDonald House helped a bunch of fucking, and I'm like, you know what? I don't care.
You know, did they kick the kid out for not getting vaccinated?
Oh, the Ronald McDonald House did?
Yeah.
See, people donated to that. You donate your money you're at the McDonald's, you donate 15 cents. You don't know that money is paying the wage of whatever worker kicked a kid out for not getting vaccinated.
Housing kids, I'll let that one go.
Yeah.
You know?
Sure.
If they escaped from the womb, all right.
Then they deserve some benefits or whatever else. My problem, Dick, is cash register donations. I don't like it. I don't like it, sir.
That's interesting what you said about getting in the way of your transaction. Because you have that same feeling if you're
like... You want to have equal power at the register. I feel like you have no power in a transaction anymore.
Well, it's like you're having a transaction and then someone will come and ask where something is. And even if it didn't delay the till taker, I'm still like, you fucking bitch, you could have waited until I was till I had done pay, even
you're
if it doesn't delay them, I'm
sacred,
like,
transaction,
fucking whore, you fat whore.
Yeah, they're adding things into what should
or they
be
pick up the phone,
the most purest commerce.
Somebody calls,
yeah,
I have a question, like,
oh
what
man,
the fuck? I'm right here.
Yeah,
what is this little ad that you, what is this thing making me feel like shit? They should just have, instead of a box for money, just a kid that's starving, like the picture.
Yeah.
It's like, well, you know, what's the difference?
And if you don't, well, it should be a picture of like a starving kid, like a cardboard cutout. When you put the dollar in, he goes, oh, thank you, sir. But if you don't, you got to press.
I think South Park did exactly what you're saying.
Did they have like, you got to press, didn't you have to press on his tummy?
You had to take the sandwich out of his mouth.
Yeah, you had to take the
dollar
out
of his mouth.
I knew I was getting pretty close to that South Park bit, but I wasn't
sure.
I went too far.
With the cardboard cutout.
Simpsons did it. Classic scenario.
Here's my... What time is it? 40. Here's my problem. Not enough Shawnees.
Yes.
My Shawnees NFTs sold out in like a couple hours.
Almost before I launched them. How much were they?
No, the price was perfect.
What were they, $3?
Only like $1.50 or $2.
Yeah.
Price was perfect, but I guess I didn't make enough. I don't know. You didn't get one.
I didn't get one.
Tons of people didn't set up a wallet, though.
I have to set up a...
Why don't you have a wallet?
What is it, a Sol wallet, though? I thought I had to get a special
wallet. Solana wallet. Phantom wallet. You gotta have these. Look, you can't be going into the New World Order without any wallets.
I have just talking about video games. I have whatever wallet.
You're not gonna make it.
I have that.
Okay? You gotta have your OPSEC and your security, and you gotta be familiar with this technology.
Can I use the same wallet that my Stone Toss NFTs are in?
I don't know what you're... I wouldn't be talking about specifically what kind of wallet I had.
I can't even talk about which wallet I have.
You can do whatever you want.
See, this is what I don't like about NFTs, is it goes like, oh, they're so fun and great, but if you tell anyone you have them, they're all going to get stolen.
They're going to kill you.
I don't like that.
No, you can't use the same wallet that you stone to, unless you're using a Ledger, then you could kind of use it, but not really.
I don't like NFTs. Can't I just buy it? Can I PayPal it?
No, I had that open, and a bunch of people found it secretly. And put in like $100. I was like, oh, I didn't implement this. Don't get out of here. Refund.
No, you just got to take that money and run. Not enough Shawnees to go around.
People are wasting their money on whatever, cancer research or whatever they're burning their money with. They're never going to solve it.
Right.
You know?
They could just be buying Shawnees. But they can't.
There's a very real problem of you not having Shawnees that you can solve with that same couple of bucks.
Can I buy them on the secondary market?
Yeah, they're shooting through the roof.
How much is an average Shawnee right now?
I don't know. More than the mint price was.
$5?
Maybe.
I'd pay $5 for a good Shawnee.
Well, I'm going to make more. I'm going to mint some more this Tuesday.
Yeah.
So you better get your shit together.
Can you make mutant Shawnees?
Not yet, but soon. That's on the roadmap.
That's on the roadmap.
All these degenerate gamblers came in who bought them because I was promoting them so much.
Right.
They're like, hey, so what's the roadmap? I'm like, well, you're going to be mutant Shawnees. Yeah. There's a metaverse component. There's going to be a DeFi.
Right. Eventually, they'll build you Shawnees to buy a cheeseburger at this specific Shawnee themed restaurant.
A cheeseburger.
Yeah.
It's different. Internet burger.
Yeah, and if you buy enough, you get a token. I don't fucking know any of
this.
So
there will be more Shawnees soon.
So who's benefiting wildly from Shawnees? Are you taking any profits from the Shawnees?
Only a tiny bit.
Yeah.
Most is going to Corgan and Sean.
And Sean.
Actual Sean.
So you guys have a percentage split of some sort? It's a secret?
They get most of it.
Well, I'm glad.
I'm just taking a little bit to
keep it online. Corgan's getting paid. Corgan, a great artist.
And so now all the other NFT artists who are like, artists get fucked over. Not this guy. Here.
We got to lock him down, though. Can you sign Corgan to a contract? He's going to start getting paid from other people. Yeah.
What do you mean?
Well, because I used him for the, what do you call it, to draw the Niggler.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He's great.
Yeah, he's great. But now I'm worried he's going to get too hot for his britches, and he can go, why would I make art for your guys' show when I can just make more Shawnees?
Maybe. Maybe he'll be get spoiled on Shawnee money.
God damn it. You fucked a good thing I had going here.
Shawnees.art.
Shawnees.art.
Get your Solana wallet. All right.
I wish I could bring a promoting my own project problem.
You did. You have done that multiple times.
What are you talking about? I've never.
All of your Veto 2 second channel
bullshit. Go to youtube.com/Veto2. Dick, I'm going to give you a couple of prices here. And let me know if you agree with these. Average carton of eggs, according to the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics.
$10.
$1.83.
Close.
Close. Let's try another one. Loaf of bread, average cost of a loaf of bread.
$4.
$2.50.
All right. People are complaining about the price of groceries?
Shh. Pound of bacon, what do you think? Average price?
$6.
Very close, $7.
Okay.
And a box
of... I can see that.
How about a box of pancake mix, average cost in America?
99 cents.
About $2-3, I guess. Okay. I had $3 here. Point is, Dick, my problem is overpriced breakfasts. Oh. What are we doing in this country? What are we doing in America, Dick? I am a man who loves a breakfast.
Yeah.
And I'll go to some of these diners, now breakfast is like the newest hip thing among these millennial restauranteurs. They open
up
all these fun breakfast places. I remember I went to one I forget. It had some stupid name, like the Egg Mama or like...
Egg Slut.
Johnny...
Can you believe they put that on a building?
Egg Slut? Yeah, egg that slut? Is very bizarre. I can't believe...
Because they're wearing t-shirts. Egg Slut. Like,
yeah, we
fuck?
Really have kind of gone past
egg
the point
Cocor.
Of no return.
How about that place? Well, you've ever eaten there?
I'm surprised with what we're allowed to put out there in the ether. It's just like, everyone's giving up.
Kid, your mom's a real slut. Yeah, how dare you say that? It's right on his fucking show. What does he think it means?
I go to Egg Slut, or whatever the fuck it is, and I look on the menu and I go, this can't be right. Something's wrong here. Some sort of corned beef hash concoction. I go, okay, well, maybe it's all homemade potatoes and meats and whatever else.
Yeah.
It was like $13. And I go, well, that's fine.
Dude, it's like an extra dinner. Like, what the fuck?
Oh, well, at that point, I go, well, that's pretty expensive, but of course, it's a full breakfast, so it'll come with toast and eggs and everything else. And the guy goes, would you like eggs with that? And I go, well, I mean, how many eggs does it come with? And he goes, oh, no. It doesn't come with eggs. I go, so you're just selling corned beef hash for $13?
How big was it?
And I go, how much? Oh, it's not big. I go, how much are eggs? And he goes, well, it's $2 an egg. $2 an egg? Dick, a dozen eggs.
24.
It's $1.83.
Yeah.
I go to so many of these breakfast places. There's a breakfast place out here called Russell's. Okay. And I go, are they fucking with me? Every breakfast special goes, it's like bacon with one egg. Sausage with one egg. The one egg breakfast for $14? What the fuck? Eggs cost nothing. Bread, yeah. Side of toast, $4. And then we got these hipster creations. Avocado toast. Yeah. It's two pieces of toast.
It's a superfood.
With one avocado. What does an avocado cost? Like $2 at most.
No, avocados are expensive.
$3?
Yeah.
Okay. $3 for one avocado. Two slices of toast out of, again, your loaf of bread.
What about
sure.
all the rent and
it's
shit,
fancy
though?
Bread. Yes, okay. There needs
what about
to be
minimum wage?
I'm aware that there's going to be some overhead and some costs.
What do you think about minimum wage, by the way? You for that?
We've had this discussion.
I know, I can't remember.
Yeah,
you're
there
for
should
minimum
be a minimum
wage.
Yes.
Okay, but you're anti-minimum toast prices.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, there's no minimum toast price here.
$15.
The point is, I know these places. Maybe you're right. Maybe it is the cost of regulation and doing business. I don't know.
Yeah, everybody's quitting.
But regardless, it has trickled down to me, the consumer. So I'm not saying... I'm
Whoa,
not
what
saying
is that? The consequences of my actions.
Hey, maybe it is the consequences of my actions, but it's still a problem.
Okay.
Regardless of how the problem came to be.
Okay. So how much do you think you should spend on breakfast?
A breakfast should
limit.
Be at most should be $8-$10.
$10?
$10 is the most I want to pay for a big old breakfast.
It's a lot.
That
you
is
go
a
to
lot.
Like Norm's or something like a diner.
But even when I go to a diner, I end up paying like $20 with the coffee. Charge you $4 for a cup of coffee.
What?
Yeah, they're getting you everywhere. But it's really but here's the thing. Other stuff like other meals, I can kind of justify it cuz there's
Me
more
too.
There's more involved with cooking.
I don't need breakfast though.
Yeah.
Just kind of get suckered
breakfast
into it.
Breakfast feels
once in
like
a while.
It's a throwaway meal and an egg takes literally zero skill or effort to cook.
Right.
Okay, an egg.
It never tastes any different. Anywhere.
Anyone could cook. Yeah, you can't make an egg in some special magical way. It's you put it on a grill, you fry it up, you turn it over, and you put it on a plate.
Right.
So the price
or
of an
you
egg.
You turn it over and you didn't do it right, and you get frustrated and stab it and try to make scrambled eggs,
right.
And then that gets messed up. So you just eat it and
That's,
hate yourself.
I think that in terms of the menu item to markup, I can't think of anything more drastic than the piece of toast and the egg. The egg! The egg is the cheapest thing in your fridge. It's 25 cents an egg. And you order what does a 3-egg omelet cost you? A little bit of cheese? Like
$18.
$18 fucking dollars,
maybe.
People
are coming here for breakfast at night, though.
Sometimes.
So it's basically dinner.
No. It's the same shit.
What about breakfast at night?
I just think that something has happened. I think that they've... Because you know what? I explained this to a friend because a friend was like, I don't know what you're talking about. And I go, how much does a dozen eggs cost? And he goes, $2. And then all of a sudden it's like something flipped in his brain. And he went, holy shit. Why have I been paying so much for these fucking omelets?
Okay.
You know, I think somehow they've managed to divorce the restaurant breakfast from the real life price of the goods in the consumer's mind. where we now no longer see the connection.
Where do consumers have any concept of how much something costs in raw
goods?
That's
the problem, though. I think that this I think the reason that food prices are going up is that this current generation doesn't cook as much food.
So they don't know how much anything costs.
They don't understand the economics, and they're being slowly grifted upwards. Where they go, oh my god, rice and like chicken on the rice, that must have taken forever to cook and involved outsourcing millions of ingredients. They don't understand because we now live in a world where these kids are incompetent fucking weirdos.
They're just
who don't
only
cook
fans
for themselves.
All day.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I have an alternative theory.
What is that?
Minimum wage.
Okay.
Okay.
Sure.
It's a math equation. Plus, what else? What
the minimum
other
wage is not even that high. What is it? $15?
It's. What do you mean it's not
you
that
sell
high?
One
it should be zero.
You sell one omelet and you pay, and plus these are waitresses who are being paid the wait staff minimum wage, which is like $2.13 an hour.
But the tips have to add up to minimum wage, don't they?
It depends on the state.
Not all the restaurants do that now.
Yeah.
They're like, no more tipping.
It depends on the state. I don't like
tipping.
What
are the other price raising things that you're for? Minimum wage.
Government regulation, I'm sure.
Healthcare. You for that?
Healthcare.
I don't know.
I don't know how you handle healthcare.
I don't
understand.
See how all these things led to.
Yeah. No, I get it. I understand. And I also think healthcare. I don't
unemployment,
think,
that shit?
Yeah, I don't think healthcare should come from your employer. That never made any sense to me.
Do you know why we have that?
No.
Because during World War II, the government said you're not allowed to give people any raises of money.
So they started offering healthcare as an incentive?
Healthcare. Yeah. It was like, this is one of the worst things that's ever happened.
Yeah, no, it makes no sense from any... Do other countries do that? That your employer is specifically responsible for providing a healthcare... No, other countries just... Well, yeah, but they have government healthcare that you pay taxes for.
They have private healthcare, too. They okay. have a they have a minimum of healthcare, but then they have private on top of that.
Interesting.
Yeah. The work is the... Is your worst advocate. Your workplace is your mortal enemy.
I think there are a lot of government regulations on business that could be relaxed. I think there's a lot of workplace protections that are unnecessary.
Oh, yeah. OSHA?
Some OSHA stuff.
Okay.
I mean, you still want a guy to go around and be like, listen, man, you really can't stand on that forklift over that pit. Like,
why? Let him die.
No.
Once again, all these problems work themselves out.
Yeah.
Shouldn't we have a guy in here checking if people are standing in on forklifts?
I mean, it used to be pretty. There was a lot of factory murders, which is why we had to
murders.
Well, whatever it was,
abortions.
You know. Yeah, there's a lot of factory abortions. There was a. I mean, I like having a Food and Drug Administration.
You know, people
do you like having a Food and Drug Administration?
No. I despise the federal government.
You don't want anyone to check if your food is fucking going to kill everybody and track down when it does and
they're
shut down.
They're forcing me to take a vaccine that I think will stop my heart. No, I don't want them to look at my food and tell me if I would trust the farmer to do it.
No. It's yes, just I don't trust any of it.
Just
what about like building regulations? You know, like you got to use material that is not going to collapse and kill everybody.
No.
Okay. I think
no, because we have lawsuits. If you build fucked up buildings and kill people, you'll get sued into the dirt.
Okay, yeah. 40 years later, it collapses and the guy who built it's already dead. That lawsuit isn't really going to stop him from building.
That shit's happening anyway.
Yes.
All right. We're back.
We had a technical issue.
Okay, that's it.
That's a show, I tell you what.
What are your problems?
My problems are cash register donations.
Cash register donations?
Yeah.
Okay. And what else?
And overpriced breakfasts.
Overpriced breakfast. You know, it's only going to get...
Should
you know
be
how
cash
much
register
gonna
solicitations,
be
maybe? Is that a donation? Yeah.
Cash register solicitations?
Yeah.
Sure. Mine are... What were mine?
Bodily autonomy, something...
It has a word, though. Bodily integrity violations. But it's a protection. It's they're not protected. Ah, fuck it.
Lack of bodily autonomy.
Yeah. That's going to get downvoted to hell. No one's going to... Lack of bodily autonomy. What the fuck
Give
is that?
Give me back my abortion. That's the... that's
and the other one, I forget what the other... Not enough Shawnees!
Not
oh, my
enough
God.
Enough Shawnees available now or soon at what? Shawnees.nft?
Forever.
Forever.
Shawnees.art.
Or can you do like a drop every month of like 100?
Yeah. Yeah, I'll probably do a small drop every once in a while.
That's the
every
way to do it. Funny. Every time it's funny. Can you do like holiday themed ones, like Halloween Shawnees?
Nah, because you got to like draw those.
Yeah.
But maybe a little bit. Maybe I'll do one.
Maybe make
one special one
that might drop.
I'll ask Corgan. He's in charge of it.
Well, couldn't he draw one Halloween Shawnee and you go, as part of this drop, one of the 100 will be spooky pumpkin Shawnee?
Yeah, or you draw like a pumpkin hat
and
put that around, or like a pumpkin pail or something and mix it in. Okay, here we go.
NFTs, huh?
They're fun.
They're fun.
They're neat. I just think they're, they're neat.
Vito, Troll Pal DP. Dick, I just want to say thank you very much for bringing in the Chippendale thing because I started my own conspiracy theory. I am ground zero for it as far as I know. But I heard that. And I was like, oh, yes. So I went to work the very next day and started spouting off how Disney's got this new movie whose sole purpose is to normalize, pander to my generation, the 40-year-olds, to make their kids' transgender surgeries more normalized, hence the 2D to 3D surgery.
That is kind of what it is.
And everybody at work is fucking fuming, and they're telling all their friends about it, and I'm like, yeah, this is how you sow the seeds of discord. Do I believe it? Not really, but I sure as shit think it's fucking funny. Anyhow, love you, bye.
So Chippendale is a transgender narrative. I also have to thank Justin for these multicultural crayons, which make me upset for some reason. In all the colors.
The right wing will run with any lie. And when it's obviously a joke, they will not even
they'll just go with it anyway.
Just like, I'm leaving it up. I got fooled. I'm leaving it up.
I'm leaving it up because it could. The fact that we believed it means it's so. Because that's how crazy the times we live in are. That's what they always justify. Yeah, I got tricked, but it could have been real. And you're like, no, it couldn't have been. You're just really bad at reading satire and jokes.
This is great.
Yeah, a 38-year-old man drew me and Dick sharing a Pepsi, apparently.
Oh,
that's
I see.
It's more a Vito
meme.
It's like
a Pepsi jug.
Yeah.
Thanks, Justin.
Thanks, Justin. Nailed it.
There you go.
Hey, Dick. Hey, Vito.
Hi.
I've got two comments for you.
Uh-oh.
The first is guilt-tripping woman saying, I told you so. I got COVID from traveling for work for a couple days, so that's why I sound like shit.
Told you
I'm not asking for her sympathy, but she doesn't have to rub it in my face every time she gets a chance.
Yeah.
This is why I didn't fuck.
Wow, he's really got the COVID. Did he just die on call? Did his lungs just fill?
Okay, it's another 2 minutes of that. I guess
he just
too much
fell
COVID
off.
To hang
okay.
On.
Told you so, buddy.
There we go.
Hey, did you know that if you go up and complain to a McDonald's that you are way, way too fat and fucking retarded to ever have to pay full price for a fucking burger, they'll give you like two of them for free.
What?
Also, if you claim that
you
were just so fucking stupid and fat and retarded and your name is Vito, that you'll be able to walk up and get fucking two single cheeseburgers and they're not even going to think about it. You really got to put two and two together here. You take one of them burgers and put them on the other burger. Wow.
Okay.
It's like a fat hack. Oh, my God. You'll be able to gain so much weight in so little time. It's not even fucking funny, dude.
Okay.
Wow.
What is
it's
this?
It's almost like you're not a fat sack of shit at all.
I think he's making fun of my
making
McDonald's
a
menu hacks that I brought up
you're
on a
fired,
previous
dude.
Episode.
Go fuck yourself.
All right. I'm still saying if you want to save money at McDonald's, you can get the app. I don't know if that was the best way of criticizing me. Do you know if you can go to McDonald's, you can get burgers if you're a fat piece of shit? Okay. I'm sorry. That may...
Does that happen to you where guys will... They want to make fun of something, but it starts off so esoteric. Like, I don't get it.
Yeah, I'm not there with you.
Like, somebody will come on like, yeah, Dick, it's like if you painted a horse's tail. I'm like, man, I just,
it's like
I
if you
no
took a
idea.
Shit on a guy's chest and he licked it up. And you're like, I don't see the comparison you're drawing here. Thank you for your call, caller.
Okay, let's, how about the grease thing? Oh, come on.
I was hoping you'd bring in another oil problem this week.
Dick, you're a fucking
trifecta.
Idiot when it comes to the whole grease shit.
Oil trifecta?
Well, because you went seed oils, then you went disposing of oils.
Oh, shit.
You doubled up on oil. I think I'm the only one who caught it.
You did gas prices. I didn't do anything about that, did I?
I don't think so.
Shit. Yeah, you're right.
Oh, well.
This is something that, like, I've learned as a little kid, man. What you do is you get an empty pickle jar, just fucking put your grease in there.
Yeah.
Accumulate the fucking grease from multiple foods. Just put it under your sink. Once it's full, toss it in the trash. Oh. Who gives a shit? Not that fucking hard, buddy. And you don't need to fuck around pickle with, like, jar. Soda cans and fucking beer bottles as if you're homeless, man. I get it. You live in L.A., but you're not homeless, man.
All right. I guess we all need a grease jar.
What does L.A. have to do with
it? I don't know. Did your family have a grease jar under the sink? I don't remember being a thing.
Pickle jar. How many pickles is everyone eating?
I don't know. I've never been a picklesman. There's a lot of people who do enjoy pickles, like, intensely.
Maybe I got to get on this pickle
Pickles
game.
Always feel like the thing that was forced upon us. Like, we had all these cucumbers, we didn't know what to do with them, and we're like, let's put them on hamburgers. I've never thought, very rarely does the pickle work with a piece of food.
No, man, pickles are their own thing.
Yeah.
Pickle on a sandwich is great. Like, those big pickle cocks they have at Disneyland, yeah. Those are amazing.
You can get a good pickle. A lot of pickles are terrible.
But they come in a bag, they don't come in a jar.
Yeah.
Okay, one more. How about this one?
Hello. Hello. I have a big problem here. You know what I'm really tired of is having my dining experience at a restaurant or a bar or a fucking fast food place, what have you, even a friend's house that is utterly destroyed or ruined because the bathroom is so insanely disgusting or so fucking gross. I get that cleaning a bathroom is not fun. I fucking clean mine once a week. I know it's not a great time, but goddamn, dude, like some of these places when the toilet doesn't fucking work or the sink has the shittiest water pressure and I either have to go back and finish my meal or I have to basically finish digesting the meal I just had after visiting the bathroom. Can we just make it a thing where, listen, let's just clean the fucking, like, toilet. If you own a restaurant, clean it once a day.
Okay, the restaurant,
or have an employee walk in there every hour or two or something. Because, damn, dude, like, either the people who use them have no idea how a fucking bathroom stall works, or the employees just don't give a shit, and it's just going to fucking make me feel like a disgusting slob.
Well, that's the thing. He's covering too much ground here.
Or even just washing my hands. You know, and then right afterwards, go and eat the rest of my food. All right, thanks.
Why are you
good
taking
show.
A shit in the middle of bye. Eating food?
I'll say this, okay. Yes, public restrooms should be clean. And yes, if your friend invites you over for like a nice dinner, I guess he should clean his toilet. But if you're just going over to your buddy's house for like pizza, I'm not cleaning my toilet for you. Like, deal with
it. I'm not ever. Why are you going over to your friend's house for a nice dinner?
I don't. Yeah, that's the other thing. How many
just
dinner,
don't turn the light on.
I haven't hosted a dinner at my house ever, literally,
since
I've
moved in. Does the toilet
work
or not?
Yeah.
He said that the toilet didn't work.
That's a whole separate
issue. So what is he in there for at all?
That's a separate issue.
But just
yeah,
shit before you eat.
I'll tell you this.
Or
My toilet's
at your own house.
My toilet's horrendous, but you have made the choice to come to my house. If you don't want to use it, you'll find something else. What do you want?
Okay. Well, that's that.
That's
thanks,
the show.
Guys.
And we have some super chats.
Yeah,
Zoom in. My favorite segment of the show.
Trick the veto.
Trick the veto.
Okay.
Callum W. says, veto, how many kilograms are you?
He says, how much kilograms?
How much kilograms are you? I don't know. What's a kilogram and a pound?
I haven't weighed
myself in a
it's
while.
Less. It's like half.
Yeah, I'm going to assume I've hit 200 at this point.
Kilograms? That's big.
200 kilograms.
That's big.
Did he get me?
No. What do you mean?
You got your hand like hovering.
I'm just waiting
because
I
want to
immediately hammer you.
I'm just reading these now. Get your Shawnees. Anyway, that was Callum for W. I think I'm 200 pounds. Justin Gomez for 5 says, get your Shawnees now. WAGM. What does that stand for?
We're all going to make it.
We're all going to make it. Yeah. Silverback strength for 20. Wow. Says Ice Huck Hawks. The ice. Fuck, Ice. All right, I get it.
Did you get that before?
I got it before I read it. Yeah,
okay.
No, why would he just say Ice Huck Hawks? It doesn't mean anything. All right, but I have made the agreement with the audience that if you donate like $20, I'll just fucking read it, okay?
Well, not if you're going to get tricked.
Well, that's not a trick. I don't know.
It wasn't a trick till I made you read it angrily.
Yeah.
Then it became
then
a trick.
Then it became good. You can use that drop if you want. David Gomez for $5.69. Can we get an audio drop for every one Vito says psychopath or whatever whenever Dick makes a good point? I do call people psychopaths a lot.
Yeah, that's a liberal thing.
I have certain words I like. Was everyone just going to like, why don't you just run all my speech through a filter and you could pick out which words I use the most and then penalize? How about you just listen to the fucking show instead of trying to figure out which phrases I use too often?
It's hard to listen to something if someone's using like the same phrase, though.
No, like that's specifically why you listen. You never watch like a TV show and a guy's like, when Bart says, eat my shorts in every fucking episode, you clap your hands and you go, say the thing.
No, then it's like, it's too much.
But now you're trying to pick. If you spend your time on a podcast trying to pick apart people's speech patterns, you're going to have a bad time, I think. I think you're going to have a bad time.
Okay.
Piccolo the Driving Ape for two says, Dick, check the audio levels. You guys are peaking.
Oh, we are? Oh, shit.
Well, it's a little late for that. Oops.
Next time.
It looks good on the recording, though.
I don't know. I'll go back and listen to it.
Aptitude Alchemy for $20. To be queer. The phrases, let's be clear, or to be perfectly clear, are normally followed up with some overly simplified data point that is, in fact, a lie, powered by some emotion that sends idiots to the voting booth.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, well, he was very clear about that. Justin Droby for $5 says, Star Trek Bridge Crew is terrible. I bought it at launch. It wasn't worth half of what I paid. Oh, that's sad. David Gomez for $5 says, lording my job that provides my health care and pays my mortgage over me during a countrywide lockdown and quality job shortage is forcing a vaccine. It's a lot of caps there, David, but thank you for weighing in.
Lording my job?
Lording my job. I think he means losing my job.
Oh.
But it came out as he lorded his job, which sounds much more fun. Stage 0 for $2 says, well, they are different yet the same. And he put that word in. And that was not a clever one. Justin Gomez.
You almost fell for it, though.
No, I didn't. $9.99. Can't believe Richard admitted to stealing my problem. That's you. Should have stolen precordal catch syndrome since it's a much bigger problem. SMDH. King Verbatim for $20. A friend of mine is finally... Thank you for the $20, King Verbatim. A friend of mine is finally achieving his dream of entering the aviation industry.
Here it comes.
This is already terrible, but I'm going to read it. His startup may very well rival that of Delta or Southwest. Did he get it? Let's see. My name is Mike Tubeef. Let's hear it for Tubeef Airlines. Okay, so no. Hold on.
Cox.
Yeah, he got it.
Tubeef. Let's hear.
That was the trap. That was the fake out.
Let's hear it for Tubeef Airlines. There it is.
You got it again.
Cox.
All right, he did get it.
He faked you out with the obvious.
Oh, yeah. He got me with Mike Tubeef. I really didn't see that one coming. Because
then you thought it was Let's Hear. Yeah. Then you thought that was it, and you relaxed your guard for Tubeef Airlines.
Sure. Shut the fuck up. Zach's comp for $5. How much for the empty egg carton to be mailed to Nina Jankowicz? Do I know who that is?
Is it the girl in charge of the Ministry of Disinformation?
Well, she deserves it. Fatix the Great for $20. Thank you, Fatix. As I started watching this anime called Ultra Gun Girl X. I hate you people. It follows the story of Detective Kintsugi Fairchild.
Yeah, that
I suck, Cox.
Yeah. Wait.
Kintsugi Fair.
Well, I had to pronounce it differently. Kintsugi Fairchild.
You did it again.
I want to get it right. Who became a cyborg after an assassination plot and now seeks revenge against those who wronged her. Would recommend.
You don't need to write the rest. After the joke.
Yeah, after you get the joke in there. Well, no, because they want to bury it. They want to bury it within the block of text.
You know what they're going to start doing?
What?
They're going to start spreading it between chats.
Yeah, they're gonna see, like, one guy's gonna start one off and then I'll read another one. It's gonna be a mess. I would change your username would be smart if you could somehow make that happen.
Fairchild something.
Yeah, Kintsugi Fairchild. Anyway, you hit refresh real quick, but okay. I think that's gonna be hopefully Everybody got everything in that they wanted to say. We got two more. John H. says, TBH, this tube. Jesus Christ. No. No, John. Too late. Man, I really hope I get Vito with this one. You didn't. Colonel J for five. Vito, use PayPig more. Lots of people to argue with there. Also, please upgrade to Pleroma.
I was going to upgrade to Pleroma, but the guy that was going to help me, then he said he'd never help me with anything because I was friends with Ralph.
The fuck?
Well, okay.
Yeah.
I guess it's not going to upgrade.
I should be on all the... I'm trying to use the Discord more. I finally realized there's...
Discord's the best.
I finally realized there's a Discord inbox that tells you if someone's, like, pinged you.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I've had Discord for 4 years without knowing that.
I don't know where all the stuff is there anymore.
It's a bizarre program. But I will be available, hopefully, on the Biggest Problem Discord, which you can join by joining our Patreon at patreon.com/biggestproblem and check out our newest bonus episode, The Biggest Problem in Star Wars, also available on the Patreon.
Okay, bye guys.
And vote on the problems, please, at biggestproblem.show. We're going to put them up right now after the show.
Yeah, I'm going to do that now.
Thank you very much for coming by. And next week, I will honor all of you Dickhead Plus and Vetophile Pluses. I forgot this week.
I bet you won't.
No, I will. I'm going to. I already know in my head I'm going to make a thing. It's going to be great.
I bet you a whole pickle.
There's going to be a great
I bet you a whole pickle jar
little graphic that we put on the screen. This is thank you for supporting
Sounds
us.
Sounds amazing.
Shut the fuck up, all right? It's a weird week. I had to see Doctor Strange. Took up my time.
You watched that shit?
It was all right. Yeah.